Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick 'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin El Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey and Big Derv. Reminder, patreon.com/countthedings. Become a Patreon. Get access to all the exclusive content like the OG pods that we've been doing, like the watch-alongs for movies and sporting events, like the Discord. As Twitter becomes more and more of a fucking vile place, go ahead and hit that Discord up, man. Find some like-minded people. Let's have fun. Let's have some great conversations. Who knows? You might catch one of us on there. I know Zach and Maze are on there heavy. Trey, I believe you'd be on the Discord as well. I might find my way there too. But anyways, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you want to be. We got a hell of a show ready. Let's get started.
I lost a friend. Very sudden. Woke up to the news yesterday. My man, Hovain Hilton. One a very vital piece to hip hop. You know what I'm saying? If people didn't know, they're gonna know now or down the line. And Hov has been putting in work for a decade plus. But just genuine and a great dude, man, father, teacher, innovator, you know what I'm saying? Great manager. I mean, tricks of the trade, man, like really was a good dude, man. And you know, I originally became friends with him on Twitter, you know what I'm saying, at the time when he was managing Troy Ave. Then obviously, you know, his career continued to blossom and, you know, he became the VP of Cinematic with Johnny Shipes and started to, you know, Banks and different other talent, LaRussell. I mean, you can go down the line. But yeah, man, we lost a very important person, especially in my life. You know what I mean? And I can't even take, like, selfishly say how important he was to me, but how important he was to everyone else. We nicknamed him like the great connector because he just knew how to like connect different people. Like, oh, you should know him, should know this person. Like Hovain was like one of the first people to kind of welcome me to Brooklyn. You know what I mean? Got my like, my broker, my chef, like anything I potentially needed, you know what I mean? And answered all my questions as a new New Yorker. Man, I'm really heartbroken that I lost a friend. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's one of those things where I didn't know him at all, right? But I seen the name, and particularly on Twitter, because he was very active on Twitter. I always see the name. And
hey, listener, Zach Harper here from Cinephobe. Yeah, that podcast. It's a good one. Ascertain. Telling you right now, Prize Picks, that's the way to go. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. The easiest and most exciting way to play DFS is just you against the numbers. You pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. It's demon time. That's right. You're asking, what does that mean? It's demon time. I'll tell you. Demons and Goblins, the newest and most exciting way to play at Prize Picks. Squares marked with red demons or green goblins get you different payouts. You can now win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. That's insane. That's insane of Prize Picks to do. You know what else is insane? They offer injury insurance so that your entries stay in play, even if one of your players gets injured. For football and basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you, and the rest of your entry stays alive. Prize Picks is the only DFS platform with an injury insurance policy. And by the way, they now offer Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account. This football, basketball, any season you're playing. Me personally, I'm taking more than points on Joel Embiid all the time. I'm taking more than assists on Tyrese Halliburton. I'm taking less than points on Jordan Poole. Those seem to be the easy money makers for you. And you're probably wondering, Zach, how do I get involved in this? You go to prizepicks.com/ding and use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/ding. Use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
I got the news that he passed away from no fewer than like 5 different group chats from completely different people. And I'm on Instagram and I'm seeing people post and I'm like, yo, this dude knew everybody. Because these are all my friends, and they all knew him. And so I'm trying to remember the last time somebody connected with so many people on a personal level. Not like, you know, Prince dying or something like that, but someone that a lot of people truly knew and all of them loved. And I can't remember. I can't remember the last person where that happened like that. And obviously it speaks volumes to him and his legacy. Who was he? So I knew he managed Troy Ave. Who has he managed since then?
Lloyd Banks, Styles P, Griselda guys. I mean, shit. Young Guru.
Guru. He just posted something about him like 2 days ago.
Yeah, I mean, before. Smoke Dizza. I mean, you can go down the line.
Right.
At some point, Ho Banks had his hands in a lot of people's careers. But just not even just his professional life. I think it's just more so him being, giving his time, giving his ear,
right,
his energy to a lot of people. And I think that's why people are so shooken up about it, because
right,
he took time to actually listen. He took time to talk. You know what I mean? Like, I'm mentoring Huey Briss. I had some music questions that I really, you know, I'm not really well versed in the music space. And I just want to like guide this kid in the right way. I would call up Ho like, yo, we thinking about dropping this EP right here. You know what I mean? To this, is this a good time? Or should we do this? Or, you know what? I feel like he'd be in better hands with you. And I know you got a lot of artists and, you know, it, could you find time for him? You know what I'm saying? Or another person trying to connect. And I mentioned yesterday that like one thing about losing connectors is that whether they're in your family, you think about your grandma, you think about that one friend that brings everybody together. Like you'd be like, hey, this nigga in town. And everybody comes out for them. When they leave this earth, you can't replace that. You can't fucking duplicate it. You can't try to mix it up. And shit ain't never the same. You know what I'm saying? And that was whole for a lot of people, because he knew how to not only give you the attention, but then also connect you with the right people. Like, oh, you would be cool for this dude. He knew how to micro, like basically, I know your type of personality and what type of crowd you would want to be in. So if he's like, oh, your man or me? Oh, y'all in sports. Okay, I'm gonna connect y'all with him and invite us to shit that's more topic related to us versus being with some shit that you'd be like, bro, why we here? You know what I'm saying? So I'm just, like I said, the people that I normally call and I talk to and losing them type of people, it sting because I can't pick up the phone and call them. So it's just a tough hit. I mean, I don't want to say thoughts and prayers, man. I'm just sending my love to Kim and the kids, just because not only was he a great person to everyone, but he was a great dad, man. And he showed that and loved out loud and showed how he loved his family. He did everything for his family. So it's just a real hit to the community, and I'm gonna miss him.
Yeah, man, that's a tough one, man. Again, like, I think it says a lot about him, given how the genuine response has been from people that goes beyond kind of thoughts and prayers. You know, a lot of people bringing up, you know, calling him a brother in the truest sense. So rest in power, Ho Vane, and I hope your family is taken care of and they can mourn but also celebrate your life and the legacy you leave behind. All right, that's gonna do it for us here. Special thanks to Black Trey and Big Gur for joining us as always. Remember, patreon.com/countthethings. Become a Patreon member, get access to the OG pod, get access to the watch alongs, get access to the Discord and everything else. Until next time, stay black in the fucking shit.